Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring how humanoid robots are transitioning from innovation demonstrations to operational infrastructure, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses. Humanoid robots, once confined to research labs and technology demonstrations, are now entering real operational environments. Powered by advances in artificial intelligence, multimodal sensing, and modular engineering, humanoids are no longer experimental. They're becoming deployable infrastructure. In fact, the humanoid robotics industry is projected to reach nearly $4.75 billion by 2032, growing at more than 40% annually. That level of growth signals something bigger than innovation. It signals commercialization. Today, we'll explore why humanoids are entering the deployment phase, where they're creating the most value, and what this shift means for business and technology leaders.
So why is this happening now? First, workforce gaps are intensifying. Manufacturing plants, logistics hubs, and healthcare systems are struggling to recruit and retain workers, especially for repetitive, physically demanding, or hazardous roles. Humanoids offer something unique. They can operate in environments already designed for humans without requiring massive infrastructure redesign. Second, AI has reached a maturity point. Today's humanoids can interpret their surroundings, recognize objects, respond to changing conditions, and perform tasks with increasing autonomy. This is no longer pre-programmed automation. It's adaptive automation. Third, engineering breakthroughs are improving viability. Advances in actuators, lightweight materials, and next-generation batteries are extending operational endurance while improving precision and energy efficiency. Together, these factors are transforming humanoids from technical experiments into practical workforce tools.
What's especially interesting isn't just the technology, it's how companies are deploying it. Historically, robotics required significant upfront capital investment, but today, many providers are shifting toward robots as a service, or RaaS. This subscription-based model allows companies to deploy humanoids without major capital expenditure, lowering adoption barriers and accelerating experimentation. At the same time, humanoid platforms are becoming modular. Instead of replacing entire systems, organizations can upgrade sensors, AI modules, or batteries, extending lifecycle value and protecting investment. This is moving humanoids from a one-time purchase to a continuously improving operational asset, much like software.
This transformation is also reshaping global competition. North America continues to lead in AI software, computing infrastructure, and early deployments. China is scaling manufacturing capacity rapidly, supported by national policy and strong component supply chains. Europe is advancing through engineering excellence and regulation-aligned innovation, while Japan and South Korea are leveraging decades of robotics expertise to deploy humanoids in healthcare, education, and service environments. But global supply chains remain interconnected. Humanoid robots rely on semiconductors, precision components, and rare earth materials sourced from multiple regions. As a result, companies are increasingly diversifying sourcing and strengthening regional production to improve resilience. Humanoid robotics is becoming not just a technology race, but a strategic industrial priority.
So where are humanoids creating value today? And where will they create value next? One emerging use case is telepresence workforce avatars. Skilled workers can remotely control humanoids using virtual reality, allowing expertise to be deployed instantly across locations, reducing travel costs and improving response times. Another area is public safety and hazardous environments, where humanoids can perform inspections, surveillance, or hazard detection without putting human workers at risk. And looking even further ahead, humanoids are being developed for space operations, supporting satellite servicing and infrastructure maintenance in zero-gravity environments. But closer to Earth, manufacturing, logistics, and healthcare remain the primary early adopters, industries where labor intensity and operational complexity create immediate return on investment.
For executives and technology leaders, the question is no longer whether humanoids will become viable, but when and how to integrate them. Organizations should begin by evaluating investment timing, benchmarking competitors, and identifying high-impact use cases where humanoids can improve productivity or resilience. It's also critical to assess workforce integration, understanding how humanoids will augment human employees, not just replace tasks. Humanoid robots represent a fundamental shift from automation as a tool to automation as part of the workforce. The companies that move early, experimenting, learning, and building operational experience will be best positioned to capture long-term competitive advantage.
Humanoid robotics is transitioning from innovation demonstration to operational reality, and the pace of change is accelerating. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com.